in the Seagram's block of Oshawa, Ontario. I'm an idol.
Don't be scared, homie.
Okay, first of all,
the world is smiling at you. The wrestling business is smiling at you. And don't you frown back on it.
Surprise, surprise, motherfucker. The king is back.
The man to hour, the man with the power. Too sweet to be sour.
Dylan Bowker.
All right, on this episode of Bout Talk and Bouts, happy to have on Alejandra Lara, who's going to be taking on Alima Leigh McFarlane at Bellator 201 in the main event flyweight title fight, which is going on June 29th. How's it going there, Alejandra?
Hey, what's up? Very good. Thank you for inviting me.
Oh, no, I'm glad to have you ahead of such a big fight here, and I imagine you're, you know, very excited heading into a, you know, a big title fight here and being, you know, only 23 years old. Is it kind of overwhelming, or is it just like you're, you know, you're super excited about the whole thing?
The whole thing is a big experience for me. And this week, it's like we are polishing details and just waiting to do my best.
Yeah, and I'm wondering what kind of situations you're working out in the gym, like what kind of scenarios you're going over to prepare to fight someone like Alima Leigh McFarlane. It seems like there's a lot of, you know, submission, like offensive submissions within her game there. So have you been practicing a lot of, you know, submission defense heading into this fight, or how have you been preparing specifically for Alima Leigh?
So we're preparing for every situation because I know her game. She has a very good jiu-jitsu game and grappling with the 10 planet system. But maybe I'm not worried about going to the ground with her. And I'm working a lot with my striking too, because it's like my game. And it's like I'm prepared for every situation.
Yeah, it's good to be prepared on all those levels, but I was seeing on some of your pages there that it says you're training out of Combat Training Club, but I've also noticed you've done some cross-training with other gyms. So who have you been preparing with ahead of this fight?
No, that information is wrong because my gym right now is Team Brazo. It's Lobo Gym in Guadalajara, Mexico. I train here with Alexa Grass or Ariel Dana, fighters from UFC and others from Combat Americas or Invicta. We have a really good girls team, very strong. I'm working here this time. I choose to stay. But also, I can go maybe in my next training as I was in Milwaukee, Wisconsin with Rufus Park last year, and maybe to come back someday and do some training camps in other places.
No, that sounds great, and I imagine it's a big benefit to you to be working out with women who are around the same weight as you, who are, you know, competing in such high-up promotions in mixed martial arts, and, you know, they have their own fights there, you know, preparing for. So is that a huge, you know, part of like preparing you for this fight, just having like a gym environment where everyone's like having their eye on the prize sort of thing?
Yes, and also we have a men team and they are always like preparing us. It's a family as a gym has to be for high level competition.
No, it's great you have that. Family support, definitely key for sure, but it seems like you're a very proud Colombian as well, and it seems like you're trying to bring back the belt for, you know, Colombia. I've seen that mentioned in, like, a few interviews for you there. So I'm wondering, is it, like, it must be empowering to have the support of your nation there, or is it, like, a lot of pressure?
It's more like I feel really proud to represent my country, but also I feel like representing Latin America, there was... That's why I'm training here also in Mexico, because we have big talented trainer here and partners and people who are giving the best to improve the level here. And I wanted to give an example there. Everything is possible with determination and yeah, to represent the Latin American people.
Yeah, you've been doing a great job of that so far. I mean, 6 finishes and 7 wins. I mean, that's a pretty darn good way to be, you know, representing there.
Yeah.
But you're riding a 3-fight win streak here, and you have all finishes heading into this title bout here and what is your, you know, second fight in the promotion. So, I mean, is this kind of like something that you anticipated on some level, being that the flyweight division's kind of newer in Bellator, or were you kind of caught off guard when you got that initial phone call about a title fight?
Not really. I feel like my record, it's like, okay, it's 7-1, but my first fight was like not as high level, you know. It was like, okay, professional fighters, but who was the contender? And when I had my debut in Bellator, that was the first real the challenge to show if I have the what it's necessary to do it. And what I did, it was enough for them to feel that I had enough to fight for the title. And I feel the same way. When I finished my fight with Lena Shukova, she was like the favorite in 13 times world title of kickboxing, and that stuff, and everyone in Italy knows her. But I was like, they didn't even put my name in the match at the beginning. but that was like good for me. It's like no pressure. I'm here just to surprise and to be a surprise, and that it was like that. And I feel the same for this fight. It's going, no one are expecting me to win. Maybe she's the favorite, and I don't care. I feel great for this fight.
Yeah, for sure. And I didn't mean to insinuate that you didn't deserve the title shot, obviously. It's just kind of uncommon for, you know, second fight in the promotion to be getting a title shot. But you and Alima Lay have, you know, very comparable records and as far as the experience level. So I think it has all the makings for a great championship fight all around.
Yes, I think the same.
Yeah, and I also noticed you did some commentary work for Empire MMA there. I'm wondering if, you know, doing stuff like that, like being in more of like an analyst role, if that has any benefits to, you know, your own fighting.
For sure. I like to exploring other scenarios in every kind. Like, I like arts in every kind of art. Like, I like acting, singing, dancing, and everything. And so I felt comfortable doing that, and I think it's something that I can use in my career, maybe someday. I'm using it right now. It was great.
Yeah, for sure. And I also noticed you were working full-time as a physical trainer there, so I imagine that has to have huge benefits too. I mean, like, your day job is something that keeps you active and keeps you fit and everything like that. So is it important to have a full-time job like that as you're also competing as a pro athlete?
Yes, I use my own classes to do my training, my other kind of training, stretching, and to do the strength and everything. And I forget the word. The people who train with me enjoy it, and I like to teach and to share my physical experience with people.
Yeah, and that's great to impart that kind of wisdom and, you know, have that relationship with other people. But I was noticing some of the exercises you were doing, like aerial silks and acrobatics and things like that, and it seems like swimming is a, you know, big part of the routine as well. With the aerial silks and acrobatics, I imagine there's a tremendous amount of, you know, functional strength that you know, comes from doing something like that. So what benefits do you get from doing those specific kind of workouts that you do there?
That workout made me the fighter that I am, because everyone who does sparring or of jiu-jitsu or striking with me told me that I'm definitely not orthodox and very flexible and strong, and it's because of that, because of my experience with a lot of different things, make me to move maybe different, and I feel like I'm really strong, and I have a lot of confidence in that.
Yeah, I know. It seems like you're confident heading into this fight, and as you should. I mean, I was talking about the momentum you had going in and, you know, got that submission over Lena Uchnikova there. But I was kind of curious about your thoughts on Bellator's flyweight division overall, because it seems like the women's flyweight division just, you know, keeps growing, and there's a lot of interesting fighters like, you know, Valerie Letourneau, Christina Williams, Emily Ducote. Being that you're heading into a title fight here, have you been kind of studying the 125-pound division in Bellator? And if so, are there any opponents you specifically like to compete against going forward?
Yes, of course. Right now, I feel it's the best moment for me to get that belt, because like you say, the category is still growing. And me too. I'm learning a lot of stuff, preparing me better in every area, and I don't know, I will be ready for everything, for everyone they offered me.
Yeah, and I imagine you must be super excited for this too, because I was noticing it was your first fight of 2018 as well, so first one of the calendar year, probably a lot of pent-up energy, but you've been good with your time. Is there anything you wanted to add as like a parting thought while we're wrapping up the interview here?
Please.
Oh, no, I'm just wondering if you have, like, anything you want to add as we're wrapping up here, like any parting thought or, like, shout-out sponsors or anything like that.
No, I want to thank to my manager, Hector Castro, to getting me all of this media stuff, and to all the people who write me from every part of the world with sport, and to everyone who doesn't know me yet, they will after this fight. I know.
Yeah, that's a great parting thought there for sure. And everyone should be checking this fight out. Alejandra Lara taking on Alima Leigh McFarland. Bellator 201 is the main event for the Women's Flyweight Championship, and people can check that out on June 29th. Thanks a lot for the time, Alejandra. Hope you enjoy the rest of your day, and best of luck in this fight here.
Thank you. Bye.